Okay, good morning, everyone. We have a lot we need to get done this morning. So, let's begin. And we're going to begin with the word of prayer. The purpose of the prayer, test yourselves, keep your trust, that all that we do will be glorifying to the Father and the Son in the power and the name of the Holy Spirit. So let's begin with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the gospel of Jesus Christ. How thankful we are, Heavenly Father, that we have the privilege to tell others, to share this wonderful news. Father, we thank you so much for the young people that were attending. We're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity we had to teach and to fellowship, watch them grow spiritually, Father. Father, we pray that all that we do this morning will be glorifying to you, glorifying to your Son, and the power of your Spirit. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, let's sing one hymn. Ron, what are we going to sing?
This is the story that tells of the nations, which is song number 281. Again, grab a songbook nearby you, number 281.
Things to do, but never too big of a hurry to go into our prayer. And Dan Hill's brother passed away this last week. Be in prayer for Dan Hill. Tim LaHaye, Lord, and that's going to kind of put a little dent in the preacher's conference this December, but prayer for his wife and family. And Tommy Ice, who now has to organize everything, so please be in prayer for them. Let's see, any other prayer requests that I'm not aware of here? And yes.
Jeff Turner has been recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. They did catch it early enough, so I think he's in the process of trying to decide between two doctors that will do the procedure.
All right, we'll be in prayer for Dave. Can we know if he's a believer?
Yes, he is.
Good, very good. The God will use it for his message and glory to the family. Very good. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
Since Jerry and I are driving to Minnesota this week. So.
What?
Driving to Minnesota.
Oh, I'll eat that. Yes, we'll definitely be in prayer. Thank you very much.
Howard passed away this last week.
Oh.
The guy went to grade school.
Wow. Unexpectedly?
Yeah. And he was bottom of the shower.
Oh. Are you in prayer for the family? You got any children?
Yes.
Oh, cool. You in prayer for the wife and children? Thank you. Rick and Jerry are traveling in Europe, and just pray they get home safely.
And Thomas.
And Thomas. All right, Rick, Jerry, and Thomas.
Yeah.
All right, they're traveling in Europe. Good time to get home safely. And how's your brother? Doing good? Surgery and all?
Yeah.
Progressing well? Good. All right, any other? Yes.
I have a very good friend, Maury Smith. Found a small lump in his throat for his head. And it was diagnosed with all the cell cancer. And they had a surgical oncologist and a radiation oncologist. And I helped her have a big CT, a PET scan. They didn't find the source that was in the human.
Oh, good. Get into your hip now.
I'll just pray for him that.
All right.
That all those involved in all these tests and then not the
absolutely.
And the decision making.
Absolutely. We'll be in prayer.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Rich Miller, he fell, this guy that rides with me to church.
Yeah.
He fell, I don't know, hurt his leg or something.
Oh, wow. Poor Rich. Did you trip him? All right. Well, we'll be in prayer. We'll have to let us know. Is it serious or is he?
I don't know.
Must be serious because he loves to come to church. Good. Yes, sir.
Mara has a praise. She has a new grandson.
Yeah. Are we praying for her becoming a grandma again? Are we praying for the kid or the family? Pray for everyone, all right? Any other prayer requests? All right? Yes.
For the Walls family, Cindy Walls was a teacher at the school where I teach preschool. I did not know her well. She passed away this week, 35 years old, unexpected. Her husband woke up, I think, Wednesday morning for her not being able to breathe and called 911. She was unresponsive, went into a coma. It happened within a few hours. They had a 12-year-old son and a 10-year-old son. I'm pretty confident she was a believer. I don't know about her husband. Some things he posted me. Just please pray for him.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that he
deserves this song. May God use this to bring him to Christ.
And all the teachers of the school, that God would use to bring us all together and to glorify God.
Absolutely. Any other prayer requests? Hey, please remember these prayers. Pray them before God. The Word of God declares whatsoever man purposes in his soul to give. So let him give not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. Now the gracious giver is defined under two definitions. One, a believer in Jesus Christ. Secondly, a believer in Jesus Christ who knows how to be filled with the Holy Spirit by grace through faith. He guides us what to do with our time and our money. So this is a principle related to the believer in his walk with Christ. We've had a wonderful camp this last week. So now it's time to get ready for 2017. And we're just so thankful for all the things God allows this humble assembly to do. The internet, the young people, missionary activity. Just so many wonderful things. So with these things in mind, let us prepare ourselves by prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for this assembly, where we can come and worship with other believers, encourage one another. And Heavenly Father, the opportunity to get the word out on the internet, the young people, the missionaries. And we pray, Father, that you will continue to use this assembly for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the teaching of his word. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, getting ready to turn it all over to Chris Dagg right at the very end, closing prayer when you're finished, Chris. But I want to just say one thing special, so don't forget it and get it done. We had three baptisms Thursday night, and one of them was Nick Dagg, and we didn't lose him. And it was very good. It's wonderful. And I told him, I'm glad we didn't lose you. Drowned you under the water. But of it, we did really well. Okay. People, it was a wonderful week. Having said that, Chris Dagg, it's yours.
All right, you got me? They changed it. Every time I come up here, I had a new connection thing. Let me. So it was a wonderful week. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking to them. I'm actually going to turn it over to some of the young people and see if we can hear it from them directly rather than just from me droning on. Sometimes it's been in my Bible study and they look at me and glaze over. I don't need to see the entire congregation do that. So if you would bow your heads in prayer with me, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time this morning to be able to come together and celebrate some wonderful things that happened over this past week. We thank you, Father, for your support and your love and just pouring out into all these young people and to the staff that were up at camp. Father, it was an amazing week. You kept us all set, kept us all focused, and Father, the teaching was just amazing, and we were able to spend time really discussing and talking and thinking about what is it that we believe and how does it impact our lives. And Father, as we open the Word this morning for a few minutes, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will be here with us. We'll open our hearts to help us understand what we want, what you want us to know, and that we'll just make this a time glorifying to you and be focused on all the things that you've done for us between the Son and the Spirit and everything that you give us. In Christ's name, amen. So I'd like to start with a song to get everybody kind of in the mood of a little bit about what we talked about this week with regards to this. This song pretty much sums it up. So you're welcome to stand and sing with us. We got to make sure that it's all going to work first. So go ahead and push play, Ben. And are we on? Pop one of them. Leave it. Close that one. Put that play on that. Go ahead, there you go, no push play.
believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit and giving us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, that He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems.
Beautiful song that sums up what we talked about this week in the teaching. And we really wanted to spend time talking to the kids and honestly talking to ourselves throughout the week, really getting a chance to talk about what we believe. There's a big difference between what we know and what we believe and how it impacts our life. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I wanted to kind of here for the congregation, because you guys provide so much support to this youth ministry and to this camp. But we had 126 campers come join us this time. And that's pretty awesome. And it's not about the numbers. It's never been about the numbers. But it is a bit of an interesting thought that we don't have everything that some of the major camps around have. We don't have, you know, rope courses and they come in with light shows, and those are all wonderful things for worship in these huge camps. But we have, I think multiple times I heard this week, we just have raw time. And it's opening the Word of God, and we had three Bible studies a day this year. Pastor Maddox and Fassel taught for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour each day. We had small group teachers all over the place, and I'm going to have some of them come up and tell you what's going on there. So they had an hour of teaching with Fassel or Herman. We had an hour of small group teaching with their counselors or with other small group teachers, and then we had a little bit of an interactive activity, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a few minutes with regards to the blob. So, 'cause it's all about the blob, right? It's the whale. See? Tell you what that means in a second. But what I'd like to start out with this morning is the kids coming up, some of the young people coming up, and actually I'm not going to make y'all come up here because of all the electronics that flying. So what I'd love for you guys to do is if you can kind of slide to the side over here, all of y'all that went to camp, all the campers that went to camp, if you guys would join me right over here, what I would like, I'm going to ask you guys two questions, all right? We got it. I'll let you go first so you can come back to the front and set it up. But if you guys would just join us over here on the side, that would be awesome. And then what I'd like you guys to tell the congregation is what was first most fun thing that you did all week, right? And you don't have to start right out. We'll get you in a second. And then the second thing is, what was the most important thing that you learned or took away from the camp this week? All right, so let's start with that. We got a. Actually, I'm gonna let Ben go first because I need him to come up and set up the next piece of technology here. And then let's see. I'm gonna let you go last, Mackenzie, because I have another question for you. Okay. All right. So just tell me what is it that you had the most fun with, and what was the most important thing you took away?
Okay. Well, I think my favorite thing, most fun thing, was the blob this year. It was nice having it back. 3 years.
Yep.
And the biggest thing I took away was probably, like, you have faith in Jesus for salvation, but then you have faith in the Holy Spirit for spirituality. So that was just cool to think about.
Okay. Tell them your name, would you?
My name is Emma. And my favorite part of camp was the luau and on the beach. And like looking at ducks and fishing out into the water and stuff. But the main thing I took away was like what Chris was teaching, was like going from like knowing God's word and like knowing who He is to like believing it.
My name's Ryan, and I think the thing that was the most fun was probably just worship with a band because. And I think the thing I took away the most was the difference between Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. I was really like.
Most of the thing I thought was the 9 square in the air. That was awesome. And the most important thing I took out was God's going to get His plan no matter what. Even if you try to run away, He's going to get His plan anyway.
My name is Dylan, and my favorite part of this camp, definitely being a counselor for the first time, working with all the little kids, getting to know them, having them look up to me. That was pretty cool teaching them. And my favorite part, or what was it that I learned? Really just being called to, like, show what I believe, what I know, and live it out in my life.
My name's Taylor. The most fun thing is probably the blog. What I learned is the difference between knowing something and
believing. The most fun thing I had was probably the blob, and it was pretty awesome to go in knowing who Jesus was, but then coming out and really believing who He is.
I'm Lexi, and my favorite part was the skits because they're all funny. And the best thing that I took out, I guess, is just knowing things that I didn't know before.
I'm Crystal. My favorite part was the vlog, and something I took out was everything.
My name's Andrew, and my favorite thing was getting launched 50 feet in the air from my mentor off on the blog. And what I took away is through to God.
Yeah, well, you answered those two questions, and then I have another question for you, and actually Dylan already answered, but I'm going to ask a question for you.
Okay. I'm Mackenzie.
My favorite thing this week was being with my cabin, and that was really fun, like getting to know all the girls. And the thing I took out was like the difference, what Taylor said, the difference between like free camp and living that out in your everyday life, even after camp. I don't know.
You've been going to this camp for a while, Mackenzie. How's it feel to have gone from, because you're a senior, right? And this year you were a junior staff. How has it felt to go from a little camper, which now you're like you, so, a little camper all the way up to now being a junior staff? What was that like being, like, next year your staff, right?
Yeah.
So what's that feel like?
I think this year is my 10th, 9th, one of those years. So it's cool, just like knowing that I've been doing this for so long. I think the coolest thing is seeing like the little girls that when I started going, like they were really little and now they're like all grown up. So I think that's really cool. I think the biggest part of junior staff this year, I'm going to speak for all of my friends because they're not here right now, but I'm going to try, was that we got to be with our cabin. And a lot of my friends, are very shy out of, like, out of church, so I thought it was really cool to see them just really love the cabin and all the people in it. And I know, cabin is, like, I was with Taylor, and we were, like, Nazareth, so I was, like, the junior counselor for Nazareth. And so, like, we would do all day, like, activities together, like, I was with that cabin. So my friends were all assigned with, like, that certain cabin. So, and like seeing them, like just so happy to be with those kids and like learning with them. I think that's the coolest part, taking that out and like still having that relationship every year coming back to those kids. So I think that's like the coolest part. Being staff next year is going to be weird. But yeah. I said, no one told me that. But I think it'll be really exciting, and I'm really excited for next year.
Awesome. So Dylan was actually a camper last year, right? Junior staff, junior counselor, and this year he was a counselor. So pretty cool to see these guys. I mean, honestly, if we want this thing to keep going, some of us are going to physically run out of gas to do it. So we're so excited about having this crew that just keeps coming in. And taking over as the counselors and stuff, because they are amazing with kids. You want to talk about a bunch of Pied Pipers running around. These kids just love being with their junior counselors. And it's so awesome to see. So thank you very much. Did you guys all have a good time? All right. So we were so glad that you were part of it. So that's awesome. Thank you. Did I miss somebody? I was going to say, I'm looking at you, but I'm not seeing Amber.
Yeah, so I thought I would say something for her because nobody else does. She made me call her. She comes out 5 times. Her she likes the blue
bear
better than
the blue bear. So there's campers, there's some wisdom involved here, right? Sometimes you can like the food better than what mom cooked, but you just don't need to tell mom.
Yeah.
So, that'll slide right to the next thing here. So how many of y'all were involved in the kitchen staff? I know Ed was involved with the kitchen staff, Jim was involved. We had, I think, 8 or 10 people, and they cooked 500 meals a day. I think it was literally they served 5 meals a day. Because there was 126 campers, and there were 40 staff on site. And so multiply that times 3 meals a day, and you're talking about a whole bunch of meals, over 500 meals a day. These guys work really, really hard. And this year we actually changed everything up on them to go to family-style dining, which I think for the most part, I haven't got feedback from everybody. We really liked that and enjoyed the meal times much better as cabins that could sit down and talk and enjoy rather than just paddle in the previous years. So, but it was hard on these guys too to get all these changes, and they did a fantastic job. So Jim and Ed and Pam and Richard ran the kitchen, and there were several more that were involved with the kitchen staff. So, yeah, absolutely. Especially when you get comments like, I like your food better than my mom's. So, I'll make sure to counsel Amber on some of these things going forward. So, the theme this week was Do You Believe? And Herman and Fassel did the big group teaching. I would love to have Pastor Maddox come up and tell us just a little bit about what you taught this week to our campers. Can you give us a little bit, Herman? Here's the clock.
Okay, what we did Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday I spoke God the Father. Wednesday, Pastor taught on Jesus Christ. Thursday I taught back on the Holy Spirit. And Monday night, Chris did the challenge, opening challenge, and then and all of the smaller studies and all, we studied God the Father and the author of the plan, creator of all things. And then Tuesday, Pastor brought Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Savior of the world, how we enter the plan. We covered walking in the Holy Spirit and as a member of the Godhead, how we're filled with the Spirit, the same way we're saved by faith. The gospel is very clear and it's simple for both salvation and spirituality. As you've received Him, walk. And so we talked about how you're saved by faith in Christ. You're filled with the Spirit by faith in the Holy Spirit. And this is what we studied. And then Thursday, and I'm going to step out here. Thursday, spent a passage in Corinthians that I believe, therefore I... What? Ah, good. Now, what are the three areas we speak? One, witness. Two, take a stand. Three, encourage one another. And those are the things that we basically talked about at the camp. And I'll tell you, it was just a joy, a real joy.
I tried. Jaw smiled on that one. So, we also had the small group teaching, and I'm getting too close. So we had small group teaching as well, and that was really some awesome teaching that when we get together in groups of their own age groups, the boys and the girls, and they get together and they talk with a counselor or a couple of counselors, and they can really sit down and talk and have the small group time. And Major Ed was one of our small group teachers, so I'm going to put him on the spot here for just a second. And just tell us a little bit about what was important to you about what you were teaching and what you got out of teaching these young people in the small groups, if you would.
Dylan and Zach were the counselors. So you probably should do that. Anyway, I think one of the challenges I had relate to 10 and 11 year olds. I was reminded quickly that you have to be careful. One point that you're trying to make, they will take and run in a totally opposite direction. But having said that, we had 13. It was a great group. I mean, other than the 10 and 11 year old distractions, Dylan was with them. I was with them for an hour, and Dylan and Zach were with them for 23 hours after that. So Dylan might be the better person to ask as far as whether anything connected with them. But I had a great time teaching them. And hopefully they pick up a few things. So.
We kind of measure out of camp. which is awesome. The kids run around and start, hey, Major, Major! So, but he wears, sorry, Jim, I'm trying to figure out how to not blow this thing up on the microphone. He wears many different hats. So, small group teaching, he also was running the dining hall, and it was it was so fun to watch. And there wasn't a better guy that could have been in charge of running the dining hall and getting all those kids in and out without blowing something up. So it was fantastic to watch control things in there, or they at least herd the cats, whatever you want to call it. So that's H-U-R-D, herd, not hurt. Right, H-E-R-D, however you spell it. H-E-A-R-D, herd. The everybody who, yes, sir.
At the baptism, the little girl named Kinsey, how old is she?
She needed to be
12. Bless her heart, she was scared to death. She was crying. And Lauren's father told me that she was afraid to jump off of a wood tower. She was afraid to do everything. But she came out into the water, and we talked a few minutes, and she just, like a trooper,
yes, absolutely. It was a very emotional experience for her that day, and I think it was for all the kids that got baptized. And there's an entire crowd of 150 people standing, cheering them on as they as they're baptized or proclaiming their faith. And it was very awesome and very touching to watch that all happen. I'm trying to get a little more excitement going here, but I want to make sure that you, because we're going to play some video here in a minute, and we're going to liven things up a touch. But I want to make sure to say some thank yous. So there's a group of 40 staff. Not all of them come from this church. In fact, the majority of them don't come from this church that are part of. But there are a group of people in here that give up their week from work or from family or whatever the case might be, and come join us up at camp in order to make this thing go. And there's absolutely no way with 126 campers and 500 meals and activities and waterfront and all the things that we have going on up there that we could do it without every single person that was up there. So if you're part of the staff, all of you guys, Dylan included, because I know you kind of walked up with the campers, but would you please stand up and let us give you a pause for thank you for all that you guys have done. And as you can see, this is a small group here, but we continue to bring folks in from all over the place. The whole point of the outreach, not the point, but the whole thought process around our outreach and the vision for the youth ministry is to spread the gospel throughout the world one young person at a time. And it's not about our physical location, it's not about our. It's about the missionary church. It's the church that goes out and goes into our communities and goes into different places all over the country at this point in time. This church has had an opportunity to spread the gospel to young people who are spreading it to their parents, who are spreading it to their friends, who are spreading it to their teachers, who are telling people about Jesus Christ. And that's the vision that we have, is the entire world. That's the Great Commission. Go spread the word, right? Go tell them about Jesus Christ. And I think that we are, through the help of the staff, of everybody in this congregation who financially supports it, all of you who are prayer warriors for us, which, believe me, we can tell that you're praying for us up there, because there are days you want to cash it in and go home. In fact, I was talking to somebody, I think, Tuesday afternoon, and said she had to leave early. I said, how come you get to go? I'm supposed to be going next, right? And but the prayer warriors of keeping things that are keeping us going through the power of the Spirit, and you can feel God's presence there. And it's an amazing thing and appreciated. I wanted to talk, there was one last group that I want Ben to just tell us a little bit about and stand up for a second. For y'all that don't know, that this is Ben, this is mine and Lori's son, and our other son over here, and then our other one. He's at Texas A&M. He actually came up for the day, which was pretty awesome, but he's in classes. What's that? Yes, Brennan's in J Crew as well. So we had a J Crew group, and that's our Jesus Crew, right? And they run around, they're high schoolers, and they spend some time teaching working for us. So they were helping Major Ed and the kid in the dining hall. They were moving benches. They were setting up activities and things like that. And these guys, we really could not go nearly as smoothly if it wasn't for these guys. Would you tell us a little bit about what your experience was like with the J Crew?
Yeah, well, it was my first year in J Crew. It was actually pretty cool because you had a lot of extra responsibility, but it wasn't overwhelming. And then at the end of the day, you got to do some stuff after hours. Everybody else sleep in bed, and you're out here playing soccer gaga thing. And or swimming. And so that was really cool. We had to stay after all the meals and stuff, and we would sweep and wipe down the tables. We'd take out the trash. It wasn't very difficult. It was just stuff that had to get done. And so it was a lot of fun.
All that service art, that's right. So because we go from campers where they're just coming and free for all and let's go, the 10-year-old, you don't never know which direction they're going to go. Then they move into the J Crew where they're serving the camp, and then they move into the junior staff where they're areas of responsibility and accountability, because they are actually watching some of these kids during periods of time. And then they move into the staff. So it's pretty neat to watch all of these young people mature and learn and continue back, which is what it's all about, right? And then the way this thing continues to move and continues to go forward is through that. Otherwise, I can tell you, it would not be functioning without all of them. And so it's pretty awesome to do that. We also had some folks that came from long distances. I want to let you guys know a little bit about our staff that just blows me away. Riley and Zach got married 4th of July weekend, and they changed all of their plans. They're from Indiana, so we may have, I don't know if you've ever even been here, but Riley and Zach got married 4th of July weekend, changed their honeymoon plans so they could come and be at camp this week. And so these two came in. So we've got folks that come down from Indiana. We've got Arkansas. We've got Oklahoma. It just blows me away that the support that folks continue to provide to our ministry and our youth. They just have a love for these kids and a passion for it. So it's awesome. You want to tell them about Dalton, how they made plans to come, Larry?
Committed that his Liberty camp this summer is his family, and he will be here as long as he can physically get here. So every year he tries to rally his troops to join him, and it may be the same Ben or a different Ben. He has four or five, six friends who are musically talented and spiritually gifted, and he asks them to see who can come. This is always evolving, and I will say this attempt to get here is never easy for them now. They're working, they have jobs, some of them are getting married, and this last trip, there was four guys that were supposed to be coming, and up until the day before, two of them were maybe not going to make it. And that night, this one that was getting engaged, said, I just got engaged, I overlapped my camp, I'm not sure I can fork out my income, and we figured out a way to get him on a plane and get him here. And then had to work one extra day to talk to his boss, so Dalton stayed around one more day in Indiana, and Todd finally got in the car that morning and they got here. So, you know, just always prayerfully thankful that they make it. You know, so many kids, worship has just become so much more than we ever thought it would be from the day that I heard Dustin when he was 15 years old or whatever it was. So it's a blessing that they make it here.
Absolutely.
And it just blows me away that committed to doing it. And so the staff, the prayer warriors, the financial support, the teaching, the missionaries that come in, if you look at all that God puts together to make this thing happen, I believe. I mean, I believe. Because there's no way we could do it without them. And we wouldn't want to anyway. So what I'd like to do next is
We skip over that. Please.
Can I share something?
Please. We got some sharers. We got some sharers. So we got time. Let's share.
So much happens in that 4 days. You know, Nick says, like a week before camp, Mom, you know, like you guys have been working on this all year, and you know it's only 4 days, right? Like, it's going to be over really quick. But all these things happen so fast, and by the end of the week, we forget.
Mm-hmm. By the end of the week, we forget what's already happened 2 days ago because we're in. Anyway, on Wednesday, while Pastor, no, Tuesday, while Pastor Maddox was teaching, was that Tuesday? A man walks into the dining hall, and Leah, Larry's sister, gets up and goes to greet him and see, are you here for the plumbing or the AC or whatever? And then she says, Larry, come over here. And I go out there, and she said, the state inspector is here for the state of Texas, and he's going to do a comprehensive inspection of the entire, sure that you are in regulation for everything that you're doing. And I was like, yay! Okay. Awesome! So, and we've already forgotten that this happened, but we, you know, running down the waterfront, Larry's running around getting kids to make sure we have we have done everything the way we're supposed to do it. But to have someone come in, we've known this could happen every year. We, you know, Doug and Dave, who run the camp, all, you know, that own it and everything, have always told us this could happen. We're always ready for this to happen. But to actually have it happen, and our eyes are fixed on Jesus, and we are here for these kids. We only have them for 4 days, and you're really in the middle of Bible study, and we're just, no, this is, why does this have to be our focus for the next 2 hours or however long he was there? But there ended up, all of these things are going on all over the camp, and it ended up a group of us back behind the pavilion, and we're just talking, and we said, you know what, guys? This whole week is about God's plan, and God is in control, and there is a reason that this man is here. We don't even know if he's a believer, but he's been sent for 30 minutes in the dining hall hearing Pastor Matt. And so we're going to pray right now for him for whatever reason and why this is going on. And it was about 5 minutes later, Larry and I were back there with him. Chris walked back, and he said, guys, just finished talking to Ben, our inspector. He's a believer. He saw what we're doing here. He said, praise God for another generation to be brought up in the truth and God's ways. We need this more, and we passed the inspection and no discrepancies. So it was a huge blessing. So,
yeah, we could spend the rest of the hour talking about that because there were so many things that God put in place happen. Many, many things. No, there was particular campers who ended up being at camp that were not planning to be at camp until the last minute that were needed to be there, that had certifications and things. It was just amazing. It was very much orchestrated by God, every minute of it. I had written down a couple things I just wanted to share. One is, Chris kind of touched on it earlier, but just very thankful for the support that you guys continue to give us to do this outreach, because I've had so many at camp that always to say, I don't have this at my church. I don't have this opportunity to have the chance to speak and listen and talk about God. You know, I sit in the chair, and I definitely am with my family, and I know the overall picture here, but to be able to interact with my peers and have this chance on Wednesdays and Thursdays in a camp, it's just, you know, a huge blessing to our community. I've had principals, I know Lori too, you know, sitting there in the talent show watching so many of our community members up there speaking the truth through their skits or through their songs or through their faces, that, you know, our communities and our families and this church is making a huge difference. So thank you. I also wanted to let you know a story. You know, one of the reasons we go here is to make sure that we get to witness to children. They were all given the gospel, as I told Herman, up one side, down the other, crystal clear, five times till Sunday, they were given the gospel. No doubt. This Kinsey Pickens was one of the girls in my group. I think she came to camp wanting to be baptized, so, you know, I'm not giving credit to anyone except the Lord for that. There was a young man at camp who we often saw by himself while he was there. It took till day four. when I finally, I'd said hi to him several times, but I sat down on a bench and just started to talk to this young man. And he had said to me the night before at the luau was his favorite night, and I had asked why, and he said he finally felt like he could talk. And I learned that he had a 27 and 29-year-old sibling, so he was 13, you know, quite a difference in age. And I asked if he had been presented the gospel in a way this week. I said, you know, do you believe that Christ is your Savior and that there's nothing else you have to do except believe that he paid for your sins on that cross and you will spend eternity with him? And he said, yes. And I said, have you ever been given the gospel in that way before? And he said, no, he'd never heard it that way. And, you know, was very grateful that he now had to have that comfort in prison. So, you know, if that's the only kid that was saved, great. I know that he wasn't. Just happened to be the one I got to sit next to that day. So.
Awesome. And we could tell story after story after story about the amazing things that go on up there with these kids. The fellowship, the support. There are, as we come to know and get to know these kids, there are so many kids that are in really, really hard places in their life. And I don't, my growing up, I was in a loving family that was, you know, a mom and dad that were together, and they have had their challenges and things like that. But overall, they raised me in the church, and they raised me to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to put my faith there. And there are so many young people that don't have that family life today. They don't have anything that even looks similar to that family life today. And they get an opportunity to come up there where they're loved unconditionally. They get an opportunity to come up here and hear the truth of the opportunity to come up here and speak what they believe and talk about it and think about it and spend time learning about it. And it is a blessing to me, and I would say to all of the staff. We take more out of the week than we give, and we give as much as we got. And these kids, hopefully they all get to take as much as they can away from the week as well. And our challenge to them this week was, do you believe, and do you believe in such a way that it impacts the way you live your life? Take it back to school. Take it back to your home. Take it back to your friends. And live your life according to what you believe. Because that's the test of what you believe. That's how it plays out. And we do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. So any other things that we would like to talk about this morning? We're going to do a video here, and then we're going to do some music, and then we'll pray together. And we're going to see if there's audio. Is there audio attached to this?
Thank you.
So we'll finish up with two things. First, there's so many stories we could sit here and tell you about how awesome it is up there, about the people that are up there, and we've told a lot of the stories. The thing that I did want to... We have a couple of nurses that were up there. We have two kids that were up at camp with us that were type 1 diabetics. And if any of you guys have any experience with type 1 diabetics, it is a challenge, an extremely big challenge for somebody to maintain, to manage, to help manage that. And one of them was a 10-year-old little girl, and one of them was a 15-year-old young man. And there's people there that will allow diabetics. They have diabetic camps, but they don't have Christian camps. Typically, are not going to allow a diabetic because it is so hard to manage. We had two of them up there this week, and they were phenomenal. And I can't imagine not having those kids as part of our camp because they were great, and they got to live the entire week as normal as they could be all week long. But it takes a huge effort to make that happen with them. And their parents were fantastic. One of the moms was up, one was in constant communication with Lori. Technology is so cool. They have these things they stick on the back of their arm to manage the... you saw a little girl with a purple wrap on her arm while she's swimming. And it sends a cell signal out to mom who's got an app who can track her blood sugar level from her house in Wiley. And it was like, she'd call Lori, hey, she didn't even call that much. Yeah, but Ron and Julie, but... Yep, they were monitoring it the whole time. So just wanted to point that out, that we have some phenomenal people that thank for. And their counselors, yes. We're going to finish with that one. Okay, but I wanted to finish with this, and then we will sing a song and close in prayer, and we will get out of here. But John 16:31, Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe?" Talking to his disciples. There's a difference between knowing about something and believing something. Our biggest indicator about what we really believe is how we live our life every day. Not do we make mistakes. We all do. It is our human nature. But do we believe in the amazing love God has for us? His promises for us, His plan for us, His Son who gave all for us, and the power of His Holy Spirit that is greater and stronger than anything anywhere. Do we believe that our life here is temporary and the eternal life is ours as believers? The hope that every believer has that no other person does. Are we living our life free of fear, free of defeat, free of desperation and hopelessness? God goes before us and He stands behind us. Wow. Surrendered on every side by His love. Surrounded on every side by His love, His power, and His protection. Even in our darkest times on earth, God is in control and has a plan that we don't always get to see or know. This week we will explore our belief. Belief in God, our Heavenly Father, and His amazing plan for His will to be done. How do we fit into that plan? Belief in God, the loving Son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for all of our sins, for all time, a price we should have paid but could never pay, so we can have eternal relationship with Him. Belief in God, the Holy Spirit, who guides us, empowers us, strengthens us to live God's amazing plan for us and produce fruit, God's good works in us through His power, to His glory forever. How is it that He loves us so much? Who are we that we've been given so much to be called His very own? Children loved by the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth. That's who. That's what we're teaching these kids this week. And that's what it's all about for each one of us. Yes, sir?
So, I encourage you by our appreciation for what you've done in your leadership and your work with these kids, your great own kids, and also to Herman for his support of camp and his leadership. I'd just like to give our thanks to you.
And there are four people that make up the leadership of this, the core of this. Larry Wise, Brian Wise, Lori, and myself. So I get to stand up front, but 365 days a year, we're doing something for this camp, and I could not do it without them. It's amazing family, friendship, and partnership. And so, thank you for that.
All right, boys. Get up early. Make your ice is all around. In fact, the ice machine is a local place over here. I had to go to Denton. So, and get ice. And, he's hardly ever in bed.
Now, Herman goes to sleep at 7:30 and wakes up at 7. So somewhere in there, Brian went to sleep. Just playing.
My brother-in-law, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a huge team effort. So we're going to sing a song in prayer and we'll be done. This is our church. For y'all that are guests, we love that you're here. We appreciate you being here. This is our church. This is where we come to be taught the truth of the Word of God by Herman Maddox, our pastor. If you don't have a church, we would love to have you come join us and be a part. If you have a church, we just encourage you to continue to grow in the Word and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and live your life every single minute of every day as though you believe. Because when we believe, it's how we live our life. So we'll finish in song and, we'll sing a song and then we'll go into prayer and then everybody will be dismissed. So can you get that thing rolling? Can you still, please stand with me and sing this song. It's a pretty cool song.
Just dry bones. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. Deep down inside, see it coming alive. I want to ride on somebody else's pasture. I want to find that I'm just dry bones. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. Deep down inside, see it coming alive. Help me find my own flame. Help me find my own.
I want to be
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time this morning to celebrate the amazing week that you've provided. We thank you for all the young people that were with us, all of you. We just ask, Father, that the things that we learned this week will just burn down deep inside to build that flame. Father, we ask that we live our lives in the power of the Spirit and faith, trusting that you will provide for all our things, all our needs, all of our challenges. And Father, we just ask that that you convict each one of us each moment of each day to turn to you, to live out how we believe, to live out our life according to your plan. Thank you, Father, for all of these things. In Christ's name, amen.